Yeah, what's up, my people? It's your boy Osnadi, and it has taken me 7 months to release a new episode to back up the last episode, that Ceilings of the Journey. Now, basically, I'm doing it in my friend's kitchen because the house I'm staying, there's a church close to it, and it's noisy as hell. So yeah, I try my best to make whatever I'm doing just like, well, free and relatable. So yeah, that's that for now. After 7 months, I'm back with an episode, and the title of this episode is Fear. Well, you already see that in the title, so there's that. What am I supposed to say about fear? Now, to be honest, I feel like I'm more scared than I give credit for, because I started this podcast since 2021, and in 2 years, I've made only 14 episodes. Up to now, this will be 15. And I'm just kind of disappointed in myself. Not kind of, I am disappointed in myself. Because I feel like I've put so much in my head that I'm scared to do what I actually enjoy. Because if I look back at 2021 when I started this, I was gassed. I was excited about just making a podcast and enjoying it. But then I grew up and I started realizing that, okay, yeah, this is a career. It's not just something you enjoy. And I started thinking of, okay, yeah, there's promotion, there's this and that, which I'm not even doing now. But, yeah, that just made me tilt a little bit. Because now I have to overthink before making an episode. But in the olden days, not olden days per se, but because it's not that far, but a while ago, I would just make an episode, make a broadcast channel or broadcast group and share it to my contacts. And yes, that was done. If I got the least amount of listeners or streams, I'll be okay. But lately, I've just grown into someone more matured who understands the business. And I'm scared to actually put what I enjoy out. But I feel like that's something I should change. I'm speaking for myself, but maybe I'm speaking for other people. Because sometimes you might be good at what you do because you believe that you are good at what you do. Self-awareness is one of the greatest things you could ever have. But yeah, I'm good at what I do, but I'm still not sure of myself. I know how good I am, but I'm still thinking that if I'm still good, I still need a lot of other things, because just being good or just knowing what you do is not good enough. That has stopped me, because right now, I'll tell you for fact, I don't know who, if you might be offended by this, I believe that if I was to start YouTube or just put a little more effort, I would be among the top 3 creators in my city. But damn, I'm still scared that, okay, what if I put this out there and the numbers are not this, are not high and all of that, because I've reached a certain level of realization and all. But regardless, I just have to keep on pushing. And I feel like I do not give myself enough credit, or I do not accept what I have so much, because I know that despite all I've done, because guy, let's think about it. I don't have the best audio quality. Right now my friends are actually talking. You can hear. Obviously they don't give a fuck about what I've done yet. They do, but they can't stop talking. But there are people who actually listen to me regardless of what I'm doing. Because in truth, I just want to be real about what I do. I just want to make whoever or whatever I am or whatever people see me as relatable as possible. Whatever I'm doing, I don't want to look like someone who is different, because I feel like people are very close-minded. They see you doing a podcast and they expect so much from you. Bro, I'm doing this podcast on my phone. I don't even have lapel mics yet. My friends keep talking in the background. But we just keep pushing because, well, I enjoy this and I do not want to be any different. It might not be the best thing to do, but guy, I'm confident. I'm happy with what I'm doing, with the level I've reached. I might not have reached the GOAT level yet. Or not even, bro, I'm far from a GOAT conversation. I've not reached any high level yet, but I'm just going to continue pushing because I believe that, yes, I can do this and I enjoy what I do. So, yeah, but I don't even know if I'm talking about fear anymore. I shouldn't be scared. Because there are people who actually love and enjoy what I do. So why should I be scared? Why should I be worried about what people will think? It's just about me enjoying this art. And I feel like I need to discover that. I need to discover the person who recorded The Dreams We Don't Live in 2021 in his elder brother's room. I feel like all of us need to rediscover that version of ourselves that enjoyed whatever we were doing without thinking of the consequences. So yeah, whatever you do, just kill that fear. Don't have expectation. Forgive me, but this is what I told you about being real. So whatever you do, don't have expectations for yourself. Just keep on pushing. So yeah, love.